We're now joined by Halifax Panthers head coach Kyle Eastman.
Kyle, a heavy defeat here, but you must be heartened with that response in the second half, especially that 10-minute spell where you scored those three tries and 16 points.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a challenge for the lads at half-time, is trying to be ourselves a little bit. I thought we went in our shell early in the game and we needed a response. And to be honest, yeah, I am quite proud of the second half effort. I am really disappointed in terms of the way we approached the game and wasn't ourselves, and that's disappointing. But like you say, yeah, good response at halftime.
Just when you obviously approach this game, I think it was 8-0 after as many minutes. How tough is it to try and get yourselves back into the game after conceding two early tries?
It is tough to find your way back into a game, but I always believe we can. Because we've got some quality, we have some real quality, and when we get rolling, when we start, like I keep saying, using that word and phrase, is being ourselves, we're an hard team to handle. But you got to do it straight away. You got to turn up and do it from the start, not after 15, 20, 30 or whatever second half. It's got to be from the start.
Prior to that first Sheffield try, it looked like Jesse Sorich had gone underneath the post after an error from Greg Eden.
I think somebody was offside, eh?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what's your thoughts on that, Kyle? It looked very, very tight from my position.
I think fair enough. I'm pretty sure that one of the lads might have been like maybe a blocker, but listen, it happens, doesn't it? You've got to find a way to keep playing well and keep exerting yourselves, and we didn't. So full credit to Sheffield, though.
And just when you feel you've managed to control that scoreboard from blowing out, Kai Morgan is underneath the post just as the hooter sounds.
It was a poor one, weren't it? To be fair, we conceded some poor tries, but that one as well was poor, and that's individual stuff, isn't it? Just having that pride in your own defence and not conceding, and duels against your opposition number, and a bit disappointing really. But I've got a good group of people. The lads are good, and they always turn up and try and do the best, and today we come up short. So, like I said, credit to Sheffield, though. I thought they was good.
I think the fact the club's still here at the end of the season after what happened earlier is testament to yourself, the new board, to keep Halifax Panthers alive and kicking.
Definitely. A lot of credit to a lot of people, really. A lot of work goes on behind the scenes. A lot of credit to the players consistently try and turn up and put their hand up and do the best. Ultimately, there's only a certain amount of time that we can say that we need quality. We need to perform at your maximum, at your best, more consistently. Otherwise, you're not going to win games. So that's what we've got to do.
In the past, there's been David Northaluma, Tom Inman, Gareth Widdop at the club. What's it like now, Kyle, where the purse strings are perhaps more tighter and financially controlled?
Yeah, but to be honest, when I walked in the door last year, we had 20 players and we didn't have David Northalumas or Widdops or whoever, we had a good group of hard men who worked hard for each other, and the way we play and win games isn't based on individuals anyway. So the players know that. The way we play and win games is based is based on the way we train. So that's what we need to do.
What does the outlook look like moving towards the end of the season and then into the off season?
Well, the aim's to not let this four games dwindle out. If we can make some changes, we will do, because I think we've had long enough to show your quality individually. If you can't do it, then if we can make some changes over the next four games, we should. And yeah, we go again. We turn up Tuesday. We make sure we're better going into next week.
Are you confident Halifax will be still here and stronger next year?
Well, yeah, I imagine so. It's too big of a club not to, isn't it?
Just on Riley Thompson, Kyle, he got his debut against Dewsbury. Very young player, but community from Elland.
Yeah.
That's obviously a beacon of life.
We need some more Riley Thompsons. Let's just say that. That's a kid who put his hand up from 16-year-old, turns up, doesn't play Thursday night, in and around what he's doing. Puts his hand up, waited 18 months and got a game, and he's going to play again this year for sure. So some more of them, please.
Cheers, Kyle.
Thank you.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.